During the war, they established what you call interreligious council Sierra Leone, and they were very instrumental in bringing the rebels to the peace table. Because at that time, I was not involved, you know, at that high level, but I followed with keen interest. So what I did upon taking possession of the diocese as Archbishop of Freetown and Bow, I associated myself with that, and with the CCL, Council of Churches Sierra Leone, which is a kind of an association of the churches of Protestant and evangelical traditions. And we're working well. In fact, recently there was a big problem of up in the northeast of, not west of the country, some Muslim group destroyed a church, which they allege was built on their, you know, on a site where they had their old mosque. So as soon as that happened, government called in IRCSL, and I was one of those brought in so that we could make peace.
Mm.
Unfortunately, I had to leave. But at that level, the government is depending on us a lot, even the UN, because they consider us as moral guarantors of the peace that we are enjoying in Sierra Leone. Our constituencies are wide and extensive.
Mm.
And the people still believe us religious leaders.
Mm.
So I'm working with the IRC, you know, the Muslim leaders, you know, and church leaders.
I imagine that faith and religion is very important to the people of Sierra Leone.
Indeed, yeah, it is. It is. You know, we have not made that, you know, dichotomy between, you know, daily life and faith. Even at traditional level, we're very religious. Perhaps that's the basis of our hope, you know, deep-seated hope for a better future for ourselves and for our country.
Mm. But how do you reconcile, I suppose, people who hold such different beliefs? I mean, if the two can't necessarily come together?
Well, I suppose you're talking about religious possibility of religious conflict.
Mm.
Well, we also have a kind of common cultural stratum, foundation, which is which enables us to relate. Because, like, I take myself as an example. I'm a Catholic, I'm a Christian, but I have many relatives who are Muslims. So the family ties also are very important for us, and we rely on that a lot when we are settling disputes and seeking reconciliation. The trouble comes when you have people coming in from outside with different ideologies. And I've noticed that, you know, recently in Sierra Leone now, there is a new current of Islam that is slightly different from what we used to have, you know, with women covering their heads, you know, wearing, it's called a shawl, you know. We don't know how that will work out in Sierra Leone. You know, that's my concern. And then on the Christian side, you have those evangelicals come in and sometimes not respecting the sensitivities of the local people. And they tend to be a bit more aggressive in their preaching in the name of converting people, you know.
Yes, because the Islam typically in sort of sub-Saharan Africa is often very different, isn't it, to the Islam we associate with countries like Saudi Arabia.
That's right. But what is happening there? There's been an influx of Islamic scholars from those countries kind of retraining and, you know, helping them now to refocus their attention on what they consider to be the pure or pristine Islam.
Mm.
And we have noticed changes,
mm.
you know.
And as you say, the very strong evangelical groups, I suppose.
Yes, yeah, then you have also the evangelical groups on the other side of the spectrum. They are coming, you know, no respect for traditions. The mainline churches tend to be a bit slow, you know, let us respect the people and lead them on gradually. Whereas the evangelicals come, you know, they want a sudden and immediate, kind of like instant coffee, you know. Convert them there and then to Jesus Christ. And that's where the trouble starts, you see.
And, I mean, for yourself, I suppose, as a church leader,
mm-hmm.
what would you like to see happening? I mean, would you like to see the diversity remaining, or would you like to see more people coming into a mainline church?
Well, as a Christian leader, I would like to see people coming to Jesus, you know, and recognizing him as their Lord and Savior. But you don't want to be going, you know, initiating a crusade to have them all converted to Christianity and to become members of the church. Conversion is a lifelong process, and you could relate to them at different levels, you know, through your social services, your witness to truth, to love and forgiveness, you know. So I would, in as much as I would like to see many people becoming Christians and Catholics for that matter, I wouldn't be going around with a big stick telling them if they don't come, they will be damned to hell, like, you know.